What to do with worry? In this day and age, many people are filled with worry about their future. They live stressed out, wondering, what's going to happen if I get laid off? Or, how am I going to handle it if my loved one doesn't make it? Or, my parents are getting older, how can I take care of them and my own family as well? Worry or anxiety, concepts we are all too familiar with, show up in our lives as stress and can take a physical toll on us. Worry weighs us down and causes us to miss what God is doing around us. In his letter to the Philippians, the Apostle Paul encourages us to not to worry. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Paul wants us to exchange the worry in our lives with thankfulness and to do this by telling God about our concerns and then leaving them in his capable hands. For God's grace is going to be there at every stage of your life to help you do whatever you need to do. The next time you find yourself worrying, meditating on these scripture verses may help you give your anxious thoughts over to him. Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. Psalm 55:22. Can any one of you by worrying add a single hour to your life? Matthew 6:27. Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. John 14:27. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, and be thankful. Colossians 3:15. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with all of you. 2 Thessalonians 3:16. And the best is yet to come.